Okay, we're back in session, and we will have the presentation of the Executive Committee by Mr. Higdon.
Executive Committee, we have four action items, 2.1 through 2.4. They were submitted to the board through the consent agenda process with recommendation for approval. Before we proceed, is there any board member that desires to withdraw any item for particular discussion?
Mr. Chair, I would like to withdraw items 2.2, 2.3, and 2.4 for separate discussion, please.
We have a request for removal of those items, 2.2, 2.3, and 2.4, leaving us with for approval, consent approval, item 2.1. Do I hear a vote for approval on action item 2.1?
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Do you have the vote? Any further discussion on 2.1? Call the vote. All in favor? Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? No. So approved. Unanimous. 2.2 has been removed for separate discussion. Before we proceed with the discussion, is there a motion for action on 2.2?
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion for approval and second. Now call discussion.
I had a question for Mr. Stewart. Hi. We had talked at the committee meetings about the funding source or four sources for these two contracts. I'll leave it to 2.2 for now. Can you tell us where we are right now with funding source, please?
On 2.2?
Yes, on 2.2.
Well, we're fine because what we've done over the last 5 years is we have approved all of our NCAA tournament revenues into a separate fund to use towards coaching salaries, so it served as an escrow fund, so to speak. And that's what we initially pulled Ray Harper's increase from. It will not come from our existing budgetary dollars. Now, subsequent to that, we are raising private funds to replenish that NCAA tournament money.
Okay.
So at the end of this fiscal year, that NCAA tournament fund will be the same and hopefully even greater than what it is right now, but that's where the funds are coming from. They're not coming from the current.
Okay. Is that the? I think that answers the question because it's not on the agenda, but I think I'd read in the press somewhere that some of the money was coming from state funds. But that escrow fund, once the NCAA money comes in, technically becomes state funds, right? Is that correct?
No, it's not.
No, that's an account that's managed through the foundation. Wells Fargo is the manager of that account.
Okay.
Yeah, it's an investment fund, really.
Okay.
Just for clarity, in the Sun Belt Conference, if you win games in the NCAA tournament, you get the conferences get shares for each game won in the tournament, and the Sun Belt Conference has a revenue sharing incentive that 75% of the first year's share goes to the institution that earned the win, and those shares go on for 6 years. And by the way, each share is worth about $250,000. So one win in the NCAA tournament is about a $1.5 million financial factor. Just put that in context. But we get 75% of first year shares, and we've had four wins in the last few years, and so those shares are all just been accumulating in a separate account, restricted solely to head coaching compensation.
Okay.
The margin above what is in the budget for the head coach, that margin is covered out of that fund, plus whatever we raise for the Men's Basketball Enhancement Fund.
Okay.
And, by the way, Conference USA has an even more aggressive revenue sharing incentive for NCAA tournament play. So, good thing.
Anything else, Region Minutes? Any other discussion? Call for the vote. All in favor of approval of the action item 2.2, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, no.
No.
No from Regent Minner. It does pass. Next, move to 2.3, separate item for discussion. Do I have a motion for action on item 2.3?
Move for approval. Second.
Motion by Mr. Zielke, seconded by Regent Johnson. Call for discussion.
Funded through the same NCAA revenue stream?
No,
or
it's the same concept, but that's truly private dollars, all of which we received, and it's a three-year pledge.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I wish that the women's NCAA tournament had the same revenue as the men's, but the reality of the world is that's not the case. You don't make much money in the women's NCAA tournament, although that's beginning to change, but not nearly to the extent that the millions and millions of dollars that are in play with the men's tournament, that's not yet the case with the women's tournament.
Point of discussion I should have mentioned last time, even though I'm from Louisville and the Cardinals were the national champions, the only team I wish would beat them would be Western Kentucky University.
So noted. Any other discussion? Call for the vote. All in favor for approval of action item 2.3I?
Aye.
Opposed, no? So approved. Next, moving for separate discussion on action item 2.4, do I hear a motion for approval?
Second.
Motion again by Mr. Zipke, seconded by Mr. Regent Johnson. Now call for discussion. Any discussion on 2.4?
I take it this means that an agreement was reached without resorting to eminent domain?
Correct. For the most recent appraisal, John.
Well, I would just, if I may, direct your attention to the agenda item on page 22 and the accompanying map. I'll give you a quick status report on some of the past, what's happened in that regard. You'll notice that the map is colored to where the focus for our discussion is on the properties identified as 1580, 1586, and 1590 Normal Street. That is the call, is the selected site for the Honors College International Building, and it would require all three of those properties. On property 1580 and 1586, we have purchased clothes on our properties. That's why it's colored on the map in yellow. The site is basically intact except for one remaining piece of property. We've discussed this piece of property in the past. We have the property under contract. The contract is consistent with how we have acquired all of our properties. It is based upon a fair market appraised value, and we did reach agreement on that. We got a little creative with the owner. The owner, in this case, will continue to receive revenue off the property while retaining a lease on the property through the fall semester. We have the same agreement, coincidentally, with the Cal Omega sorority located at 1580, who will retain a lease on that house and use it for, I believe, six of their members for the fall semester. We will take occupancy of both properties in January. In the meantime, we have cleared the site of the Siget house, and we will use some of that area for temporary parking for the fall semester.
Okay, in other words, and thank you for all that additional information. That's helpful. So, if this is approved and the other item is approved, then the site clearance would begin in January.
That's correct. We indicated when the General Assembly opened the opportunity for this project that we needed to be prepared to move it along. So we indicated we were in the process of acquiring property, and we have design team already in place working on the project. Construction documents takes a while. So they are through the concept, they're through programming concepts, and they're down now to construction documents and finalization of the plans, which they would bid in the fall semester, award potentially in December or January, mobilizing the general contractor as early as January, weather permitting, and begin construction.
But demolition has begun on one house. It's already been cleared on the SIGEP house, as John has said. So there will be a temporary parking lot there, a gravel parking lot for general student commuter parking.
Housing students, as I understand.
That will be used this fall. in a temporary fashion, but you said demolition will begin. Demolition began this week on the one house. The Kyles will stay in theirs, and the apartment will stay in use,
correct,
even though it'll be a lease rather than a deed through the fall semester.
Any other discussion? Move to a vote. Given the specificity of the real estate transaction, I will restate that the recommended motion that has been first and seconded was to authorize and approve the purchase of property located at 1590 Normal Street for $950,000 plus closing costs. Call for the vote. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no.
No.
Noting a no from Regent Minner and Regent Kennedy, correct?
And Boca.
And a no vote from Regent Boca. So noted, it does pass. That concludes our action items. We have one information item as a result of the amended agenda. Ann Mead will present on cost containment report for CPE.